Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What is going on, everybody? It is Saturday, May 23rd, 2026, and your boys of the Kicking Out Podcast are streaming live on the Main Event Wrestling Network YouTube channel, getting ready for our Double or Nothing 2026 predictions show. I'm your reigning defending KOP predictions champion, Tanner Lee. Alongside me are my co-hosts, Main Event Ship, aka Austin Shepherd, and wow, Shep, look who it is! It's the workhorse of KOP.
Did you invite somebody to the podcast that I didn't know? I mean, I didn't know you're a new guy.
Yeah, you guys are funny.
Hey,
look, I'm here to take that title and then be like Roman Reigns and just show up, you know, once every 6 months.
Well, you're on.
Well, good luck. Good luck to you. Hope it's better than the last few predictions have been for you, Paul. But how we doing, fellas? Before we get into our predictions, how we feeling about tomorrow's pay-per-view?
I'm excited. It's weird talking to you guys when it's daylight out, but
right.
I think this is going to be possibly, I know we still have London to go, but this possibly right now could be the best card we see. And a premium live event. I'm excited. There's a lot of storytelling in this, a lot of good matches. There's a lot of matches that could steal the show that aren't probably intended to, but I think could.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Lots and lots of good storytelling. But this is a pay-per-view ship, not a premium live event.
He messes up all the time.
We do pay-per-views over here in AEW, so you know
you got to pay your $49.99, or if you have Max $39.99. And one thing about good old Tony Khan, he'll make sure we get our money's worth, because the pay-per-view will probably last till like 1 a.m. tomorrow, or technically Monday morning.
Yep. Three pre-card matches and nine main card matches. Yeah.
Yep.
Total of 12 matches for this pay-per-view, and it's every one of them looks good.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, if anybody's unfamiliar with how we do our predictions, we do main card matches only. So we'll be predicting the 9 main card matches, and we put confident points on those matches. So when we go around and do our picks, the match we're most confident in will mark as 9 points. The match we're least confident in is our 1 point, etc. You can only use each point value once. Can't use it multiple times. So
yes.
Yeah, these are always some of my favorite shows we do.
Well, you're saying that because Paul's here.
No. Very false.
Very false. He doesn't like it when I'm here. And apparently I can't podcast anymore because apparently I choke up my own drink.
Well, you know, you need those repetitions.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to choke on my points and my drinks. Why not?
Ring rust. You said it, not me.
Ring rust is a real deal.
It is.
You're working for second place. The only thing Shep's made of ending is maybe second place. So.
Yeah.
Somebody is very full of themselves. I hope Ted can leave your podcasting room when you're done.
Me too, because I got to go to Saturday night's main event tonight. So.
Hope they have wide entryways at the War Memorial Coliseum.
But all right, fellas, who wants to kick things off?
I tell you,
it is the Main Event Wrestling Network.
I am Main Event Shep. Let's go to one of those matches that I think can steal the card. An opening round of the Owen. Bandido versus Swerve Strickland.
Okay.
Bandido versus Swerve Strickland, the men's tournament quarterfinal of the Owen Hart Cup. And Shep, you made a great point in our text message today. Today is the anniversary of Owen's death.
27 years ago.
It's crazy. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And then we get to talk about Owen, a tournament named after Owen in all due respect to him. And you're going to have, I think there's four total, right? On here?
Three.
Sorry. Two men's and a ladies match as well. So,
yes.
Yep. I love the Owen Hart Cup. I've liked it since they established it. And I believe it was 2022, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe 23.
I think 22.
But, when Double or Nothing comes around every year, you can count on the Owen Hart Cup and Stadium Stampede or Anarchy in the Arena, depending what the venue is. So, but without further ado, Shep, fire away.
Like I said, I think as an overall high-flying, action-packed match, this could be the match of the night. But I have Mr. Swerve going over for 5 points.
5 points on Swerve. And I'm guessing Paul might be in the same pick with points because he sighed.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm right there exactly where Shep is. I've got Swerve Strickland for 5 points. Swerve. I already know who I want to be the two finalists in this thing. So,
well, before I give my pick, what do you guys think about this build so far for this match? Because we haven't seen Swerve on TV too much.
No, but when we have seen him, they've been beating the living tar out of each other. So I do enjoy that.
Yes.
So it shows some real heat between them.
Yep. I do like this. I think Swerve's one of those guys where we don't need to see him on TV a whole lot to know how amazing he is. And then when you do get to see him, it just buries it. It makes him that special attraction.
Yeah. To me, like when they alluded to this match with the vignette of Swerve and that, cowboy style town, and he set flame to the wanted sign for Bandido. I think everybody was just like, all right, we don't need a ton of storyline. This match has got a rule because these two guys are that good in the in-ring. So,
absolutely.
But I agree with you both. I got Swerve as well, but my point value is just a little higher. I got Swerve for 6.
Okay. So,
and you guys just want to go counterclockwise here?
Let's do it.
How we're doing things?
Sure, right. Why not?
Yeah, we'll stick with the Owen on the men's side. We got Bruv Will Ospreay versus the legend himself, Samoa Joe. Hard to believe this is the first time these guys have went against each other one-on-one.
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy to think. They've both been in the wrestling world for so long and in different companies. And just it's going to be a phenomenal match.
He's not coming back, though. Oh, it took Paul a little while to get that one. One of Samoa Joe's greatest rivals.
Yep. But, yep. We can wish, but.
I got it as soon as you said it.
No, I think this match is going to be awesome. I popped for it right when it was announced for the Owen. It's got a little story behind it that they built about a week before they announced the match with Samoa Joe trying to recruit Ospreay over to the ops. But Ospreay's got this relationship, I'll call it, with the Death Riders. He says he's not part of them, but I don't know. We see Mox and the boys coming to his aid and a little smile exchange between them. So we'll see where that goes. But I'm feeling really good about this one. I got Will Ospreay for 9 confident points. This is his tournament to lose, boys.
All right. At this point, I'm just going to say, can we just say Tanner's going to unfortunately retain due to champion's advantage? I've got Ospreay for 9 points. He's going to the finals on this one. There's no doubt about it.
Look at this. I'm making Paul fold 2 matches in.
Yeah, he gave up already. I mean, I would turn my sheet around to prove that I had nine already wrote down, but you'd see my other picks. But I got him as nine as well. He has to win. This is his tournament. So it's a no-brainer.
I mean, besides him, realistically, out of the eight competitors, the seven other competitors, I should say, who else would make sense to win the Owen and main event at Wembley and all in? I mean,
Swerve's your only other guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we just gave away our finals for this.
I mean, we've already picked Swerve. We've already picked Ospreay. So that's fine. Now we gave away the finals. But I know Shep and I were on Between Two Beards Thursday night with JPJ and Pluggo. And a few of their viewers said it would be intriguing if somehow Ospreay would meet up with Claudio in the finals. Mm-hmm. So there's the Death Rider story there.
Yeah.
Good. I don't see that happening, but it would be interesting.
Yeah.
But one thing I like about the bracket, you got a lot of storylines. I mean, Jack Perry, Mark Davis against each other, the winner faces the winner of Samoa Joe and Ospreay. Then you got Claudio and Brody, and then Bandido and Swerve. So you got the possibility of Bandido upsets Swerve and Brody beats Claudio, the tag team partners against each other in the semis. So a lot of intriguing possibilities.
Yeah. Anything can happen in the Owen. That's the best part about it.
Very true.
All right, Rookie, it's your pick.
Okay. Well, the workhorse says let's stay in the Owen. Let's talk about the women's side of things, and let's talk Athena versus Mina Shirakawa.
Yeah, in a match that wasn't supposed to be in the Owen. It was supposed to be Willow Nightingale, Alex Wenza, but unfortunately, like we saw in Dynamite, Willow with a shoulder injury is not only not in the Owen, she had to vacate the TBS title.
Yes.
Where I guess before we make this pick, I just mentioned the TBS title, if I had to put a gun to your guys' head, who are you picking to be the next TBS champion? Which Tony Khan in the pre-Double or Nothing media call on Thursday said more would be announced about the TBS title coming soon.
I mean, my heart tells me, and maybe it's who I want, it's time to put that on Athena.
Yeah, I'm right there with him.
And that would force her on television every week that I want.
We've been saying that for like 2 years.
One of these days I'm going to be right about it.
Oh, yeah. I just don't know if it comes down to the fact where she doesn't want to be on AEW full-time or somebody else doesn't want her on AEW full-time because, I mean, she's held that ROH women's title forever. And, I love the comment right here from Kyle from Main Event Wrestling Net on YouTube. Free Athena from the paywall. Couldn't say it better myself. Absolutely. She's an unbelievable talent.
She is, and she was underutilized at the previous company she was at before ROH, and
she was awesome in NXT, though.
Well,
yes, she was.
Okay, look, NXT roster goes up to the main roster, and they become terrible 80% of the time.
And back in the Black Gold era, when Triple H was running things in NXT, that was a frustration of mine. I mean, he hit the nail on the head with about every talent he used. Then they'd get called up and Vince would blunder a lot of them.
Well, now hold on. Let's
give, I said a lot of them. I didn't say all of them.
No, but let's give a little more credit to Sean now is because he's taking raw talent and molding.
Yeah.
Triple H had Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, Andrade, Johnny Gargano, Ciampa, these guys have already established on the indies. They were dominating the indies.
True.
And overseas. So he brings them in to develop them. Dude, Zane, El Generico.
Yeah.
Those guys were already made.
That's a very good point.
You know, now they're pulling these young talent. They're pulling them straight from college sports, you know, and it's Sean's job to turn him into the next Kevin Owens. So a little bit different startup.
It is too. Yeah. And I will say some of this new generation of talent has done better, but there was that in between the black and the gold in the current regime, there was just this era of superstars that once they got brought up to the main roster, kind of just.
Yeah. Yeah. But nice little rabbit hole. We went down there, which if anybody's tuning in to our show for the first time, we like to go down rabbit holes. So
quite often, quite often. But back to Athena versus Mina Shirakawa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were talking about a match.
This is one of those. I'm going to go with the logical pick here, but I have low confidence points because my heart still wants it to go the other way. But I've learned to stop following my heart on these things because it screws me every time. So I've got Mina Shirakawa for 2 points.
Mina.
Well, Paul, we're not going to have the same card.
And you're going with your heart.
You ever notice that it always comes usually down to the women's
matches?
Almost every time. It's crazy.
I think Athena needs to win this. She needs this. She needs this, and I'm saying this, she needs it because she is going to be on TV every week, and she needs the push. She needs the character build. I have Athena for 7.
And 7 see, confidence points. Before you give your prediction here, Tanner, the thing is, if she continues to make her way through the Owen Hart, that guarantees you a world title shot. If you want her in the TBS picture, she can't win here.
Oh, no. She just doesn't lose the first round.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I don't have her as the next TBS champ, so.
Well, I was saying for Shep.
Yeah, no, and I know you guys had what's going on, Great Brown Hope? I know you guys already said that she's your pick for the next TBS champ, but I think it's going to be Harley Cameron.
I don't know how quickly you can pull this up. What is our end of the year predictions for TBS champion?
Yeah, I got it. I'll get it up here quick. But for our Double or Nothing predictions, I am also going Athena. So I'm not going to have the same card as you, Paul. Thank God. Okay. I'm going Athena for 5.
So basically what I'm hearing is as of right now, 3 matches in, if Mina picks up the victory, the belt's mine.
3 matches in, you're correct.
But you still have to pick the other 6, right, Paul?
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, you can't stop the count, Paul.
Or at least have less confidence points than him.
True. So, whose picks are that? We've done 3, so it's back to Shep. Yep.
Back to me. Let's go with
see that comment right there.
What's up, JPJ?
That was Paul's fault.
That is Paul's fault.
How is it my fault?
Hey guys, I know WWE very well.
No.
Go get him, Paul. Go get him, Paul. And you got.
And if Shep wouldn't have disappeared from the group chat, he could have weighed in and we could have retained the title. But no, he waits to the night of to go, Paul, why'd you pick that? You should have gone this way.
Shep, I do have the TBS champions for our end of 2026 predictions that we do a year in advance. You had Tay Mello.
We still got time.
Paul, Alex Windsor. I kind of like that. And I had Megan Bain. So.
You guys are beating me in that category right now.
Yes.
But Mello, she's a last corner horse, if you know what I mean. That was an awful pick by me. That sucked.
She's going to win it the Saturday before.
It's better than your tag team champions for the women's was Shep.
What was my tag team?
Red Velvet and Layla Gray, who's still on the show.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But yeah, Paul and I both went with Sisters of Sin. I don't see that happening. So.
Yeah, well, it should.
My two ladies are very talented though. They
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. While we're talking about tag teams, let's do it. FTR versus Cage and Cope.
I Quit match. Also, New York Street Fight. We know how Paul loves insert city name street fights.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
About as much as his title eliminators.
Oh, okay. Don't even get me started on that. We don't have the time today, boys.
Speaking of that, when I tuned on this morning at work with my coffee, I'm still new to learning names, but the two guys that were on there, Mr. Cincinnati and Dad, podcast.
Yeah,
Dad,
the Wrestling Junkies.
Two guys were the most entertaining last 15 minutes because they got in a pissing match over AEW, and it was one of the most hilarious things I've watched in a long time. So shout out to those guys. And they Mr. Cincinnati was drinking Bombay Sapphire. It was 9:30 our time, I think, so 8:30 other people's time. But yeah, I loved that. That was very entertaining for those guys. Back to, you know, me, because I get off topic easily.
Squirrel.
Something shiny over there. The last I Quit match that FTR was in was the one with
Briscoes.
And they told such a great story, those four guys. An unbelievable story. And I think we're going to see the same thing here. And I'm going against my heart. So I think I might get this pick right.
I can't believe it.
I'm going with Cope and Cage for 3 points.
Ooh.
That might be the first time
that I picked against.
If not first, I can count them on one hand that you've picked against FTR in the history of Kicking Out Podcast.
There's been some times that FTR was taking on opponents that there was no way they were going to win that match. And you're like, FTR, 10 points.
Oh, yeah. I'm scared for the inventory of their tequila at Shep's local liquor store when they get it, when they come out with it. He's probably going to buy the whole shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe just two cases.
I am intrigued to try it when they release it. So,
yeah, I'm not a big drinker, but I'll try it.
I love tequila.
There you go, Shep.
Ooh. All right, I'll look it up.
All right, so Shep's going Cage and Cope for 3. Shep, if we were classmates back in the day, you were probably looking at my homework or my answers because I have the same thing. Cage and Cope for 3.
Well,
you wouldn't have wanted to copy it off me back in the day.
No. You were terrible in school.
Thanks, Paul.
And I wasn't even in your grade. I'm just saying.
Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. I was out of high school by the time you started, so we're good.
Yeah, we need to bring. Do you want me to really bring up the ages of everybody on this podcast?
No.
Shep's the old man, but he's the youngest at heart.
That's very true. That's very true.
I'm 29 and still kicking, bitches.
Mama Wayne.
Plus some.
Hey, yo.
I got Cage and Cope as well, but I'm feeling a little bit better about this pick than you boys. I got them for 8 points.
Eight. Wow. So if for whatever reason they lose and they can be a team again, you are in trouble.
I'm screwed. But see, I just don't see that happening. Them not having one last tag team run as champion, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. So, I agree.
And I mean, look at the possibilities of the New Day, Kofi and Austin Creed, and the Mercy Machine Guns possibly coming in to the company. Those are some dream matches right there with Cage and Cope. Yep. So I think that's all more the reason why Cage and Cope win. And it wasn't that I lack confidence in them, Paul. It's just there's so many other matches on this card I feel really confident in. You know, it's just kind of how the cookie crumbled, per se.
There were some that kind of fell down for me because I was, you know, those I had to go with the ones that I knew were guarantees.
Yeah. I mean, Shep's lucky we're not doing the 0 hour matches because, you know, Big Boom AJ, he get my full confident points.
Boom and doom, baby. Boom and doom.
That's the reason we don't do pre-shows. it's because of dumb shit like that.
Shep doesn't like fun, everybody.
Five big booms for Shep.
Big justice, and especially the Rizzler. The Rizzler. That is fantastic. The Rizzler's looking for payback, man, on Shane Taylor.
Yeah, great. Good job. Go out there and break a leg, literally.
We apologize for our co-host over here. But, no, I think the Cage of Cope and FTR match, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I like that there's crazy stipulations on it, you know, consequences if Cage and Cope loses. And I like the Street Fighter step. And I don't remember seeing an I Quit Street Fight before.
I think usually always I Quit matches have always kind of been
kind of throw the rules out.
No,
type of thing.
Yeah.
I still remember, I mean, years ago, and this is over in the WWE, but the I Quit match, I want to say it was like bragging rights between Randy Orton and John Cena. John put Randy in the STFU with the handcuffs across, like the cross face. Oh man, that looked like it really hurt.
I think one of the most legendary I Quit matches was Mankind and Rock.
Oh, absolutely.
That was on the Beyond the Mat documentary.
Yeah.
Hard to
watch, but
that was a lot of chair shots.
Hey, speaking of Mick Foley, he's going to be on the pre-show.
Yes.
With Renee Paquette. So it's not like officially announced he's All Elite, but could we get the graphic for Mick in the near future?
I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get it during the pre-show tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see, though.
Yep.
Would you just keep him as a commentator / backstage? I'm not saying in-ring talent, but you wouldn't put him as an authority figure or a GM or anything like that, would you?
I think he – I mean, I liked when he was the commissioner back in the day, but so far Tony hasn't been willing to put anybody in that spot on TV. So I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yep. But, all right, back to me, isn't it?
Yeah. Pick a match.
Well, we were talking about one chaotic match. Let's talk about Stadium Stampede. Team Jericho, the Hurt Syndicate, Bobby Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, the Elite, Jack Perry, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega, who hasn't been on TV since Swerve took him out, but they're just going to throw him in this match. And then the team, the Demand, of course, the Demand, the Dogs, Clark Connors, David Finlay, Andrade, how you know, and the national champion, Mark Davis.
How you know?
I know this is going to be a fun match. That's what I know. It's going to be
you do know
something. Chaotic. What song are we getting, fellas? What song are they going to play on repeat?
I don't know.
I know JPJ on the Beards the other night said New York by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
Start spreading the news, I should say.
Did now they're starting this next door, correct?
I don't know.
In there like a football field?
There's tennis. I mean, this is
they're going to start it in another tennis area, right?
The reason they're running Double or Nothing in Louis Armstrong Stadium is Arthur Ashe is going under construction for the U.S. Open. But Louis Armstrong's right next to Arthur Ashe, even though Arthur holds more. Louis Armstrong still holds, as we've seen, 14,000+ because it's sold out tomorrow night. So I think there's other tennis facilities around there. They could start it somewhere else. I mean, normally the formula for these matches are start all around and then come into the arena. Yeah. Except last year, they stayed in where you could see everything mostly. Right. They just battled around the stands. Let the bodies hit the floor. That was awesome. But with all that said, I think the baby faces get the dub. I think Team Jericho wins, but I only have it for one confident point. Because you never know with these matches. A lot of crazy stuff can happen. But, you know, I look at the teams and one guy stands out more than the rest, I think, to take the pen. And he's on the heel team.
How you know?
No, he's not taking it. He's not.
I'm just asking you. I'm just asking you how you know.
It is fantastic. I love that. I don't know.
Well, I've got one confident point on this as well. I think the baby faces are picking this up. And I think somehow Jericho's going to be the one to get the pin.
Okay. Who's he pin?
Ricochet.
Oh, you think? I hope they wait on that one. That needs to be in a one-on-one match.
But see, here's the thing. Because then Jericho comes out to say, oh, look, I did pin you. And Ricochet says, yeah, but it wasn't one-on-one. All these other guys beat me up first, and you just kind of picked up the scraps.
It could lead into a story. It could. Or it could, I'm sorry, continue. Continue their story. I'm with you guys. I think the faces, I think Jericho needs a win here since he's been back. And also, too, you look at his team having the Bucks and Omega, little EVP action, respect your EVPs. They don't like to take the L. But I got 6 points on this one.
Six. Wow. All right. Shep might just blow us out of the water.
I might be rooting for the demand, I guess, in that case.
Yeah, because right now Tanner and I are the same.
Yeah. I had a feeling that might happen coming into this. So
it normally does. We normally end up with at least, you know, half the card matching each other. That's why it's so fun with 3 versus 2.
Well, we would do that more often if you'd show up.
Oh.
You set yourself up for that.
You kind of walked into that one.
I did. All right. So it is my pick. We've been talking about the Don Callis family. So let's keep talking about the Don Callis family as we talk about the AEW International Championship. Okada Takeshita.
Okada versus Takeshita. Every time I look at his name, I mean, it just stands out. So you pronounce it, you know.
Yes, because that's how my brain tries to do things, which is why I cannot pronounce his last name.
Just call him Takeshita.
I try.
Big take. But, you know, big take.
He is a big dude.
He is a big dude. You've seen him live at Warrior.
I have seen him live at Warrior, and he is a very big Japanese fellow.
I did a lot of back and forth on this one, but I think Okada's picking up the victory here, and I got 4 points on it.
Wow. Okay. We could not be more farther apart, Paul. I think it's time for our boy Takeshita. And it's time for Okada to do something else with that belt.
That's what I'm saying. Elevate him to the world title.
Yep. I have Takeshita for 8.
8.
Okay, so we really were, you know, kind of almost polar opposite there.
Yeah, this is starting to come down to Paul's going to either smoke us or Paul's getting dead last by a good margin. But this match has been building and building and building for months. But, you know, AEW doesn't tell long-term stories, according to Shep. That's Shep mocking a lot of people that say that.
Just the IWC.
It has been unfortunate that Okada's been away from TV the last few weeks with a family incident or something going on, a situation. I should say that, maybe not incident. But that's a good thing. They've built this story up for so long, it didn't really need him around. But I'm with you, Shep. If now's not the time for Takeshita, then when? Then when? I mean, so I got Konosuke for 7.
When? Wembley. That's when.
I'm going to be kind of pissed, to be honest, if he doesn't win, not only because I have 7 confidence on it, just because, like, there's been so many other times I've thought, all right, now's the time, and they don't pull the trigger.
We thought that when he took on Moxley too.
Yeah.
I think Shep was the only one who picked Moxley when those two went one on one. And it didn't happen then.
I mean, he did beat Ospreay and Ricochet in a triple threat at WrestleDream, but that's the only time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I saw that Moxley was there last night.
John Moxley showed up at Warrior last night in Cincinnati, where he lives. So
his hometown.
Yeah. But that's cool. He showed up in Marina's corner. Really cool. I like it.
We're back to Shep.
Yep.
We're back to me. You know what? I'm not picking it because I'm awful at women's championship matches. So let's go with Moxley versus O'Reilly. I'm not picking that one.
The latest addition to the card. This match went official Wednesday night. It's for the Continental Championship after John Moxley and KOR went the time limit. Say what you want about Kyle O'Reilly, but he is the thorn in John Moxley's side that just won't go away.
I like that they went to a time limit.
Me too.
I love, 20 minutes of straight wrestling. And you know, the first 10 minutes when they were doing a lot of the technical stuff, I'm like, this is going all the way. And then it set up, obviously, for one more pay-per-view match between them. But like you said, it's been a thorn in Mox's side. I don't see Mox dropping the belt to O'Reilly. No disrespect to O'Reilly. But it's time for Mox to get the dub. So I got John Moxley for 2 points.
Yeah, Moxley for two. I think Moxley's done wonders for this title. I think he's done great character work in 2026 as well. I know some people will disagree with that. I am enjoying the stuff with him and Ospreay. I'm pretty confident in this one. I'm going John Moxley for eight.
There he is. There it is.
All right. Yeah, he ain't dropping it to KOR. No offense to KOR.
Well, and I don't want another double champion. KOR is already a trios champ. We don't need
That's where I was going with this. If you would have, let me cook for a minute.
Sorry.
Jeez.
I don't want to eat your cooking, damn it. I don't want to eat your food.
It's good food. But yeah, I got Moxley, but I only put three on this because this is one of those I picked towards the last of, my confidence points. But yeah, 3 points, Moxley. No double champion. No double champion.
Now, I hate the double champions.
I agree with you guys on the double champions. I get that. But when you have a fucking belt, a championship after everything, I mean, the only thing we're missing is who's got the bigger hangnail belt, right?
Don't give him any ideas.
I mean, we have a belt for anybody with a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And so it's titles, hard. Man. That's what I'm basically saying. I was being a smartass about it, but it's hard to sometimes not double those guys up, especially with the trios, because you got three of those guys that you're trying to elevate it. You know, we don't really have true trios teams. It's just three guys that they stick together. It is kind of hard sometimes not to get the double champ.
And they could have one less title or two less titles if they would have just stuck with the unified title, but. You guys know me. That's a rabbit hole for a whole nother day that I could go on and on about how much I hate that they split it back up into the Continental and the International. But
Yes.
Back to me, isn't it?
Yeah, you got two matches to pick from.
Well, it's tradition with our predictions to save the main event for the last pick. So I will do that. And we'll go with the Women's World Title 4-way match. With your current champion, Tekla, defending against three former champions, Hikaru Shida, Chris Statlander, and Jamie Hayter. The Great Brown Hope says double champions are cool once every 10 years or at a promotion with less than three singles belts.
Sure.
Good point.
100% yep. Agree. Yeah,
absolutely. These matches always make me nervous because it's easy to book someone to lose a title and protect them by not taking the pin. We saw Toni Storm get pinned by Chris Statlander last year in a 4-way match to lose her title. I like the work Tekla's doing. We're seeing some friction between Statlander and Sheeta. I think Statlander's got to rip her head off soon. And then you got Jamie Hayter out there, which she's part of the Brawling Birds, but you got Windsor in the Owen against a wild card, who we could all take predictions on that as well. But I don't think this is time to take the title off Tekla. I got Tekla, but for 4 confident points.
Okay.
Fucking champion's advantage.
I have Tekla for 7 points. But I don't think the wild card's going to be who you think the wild card's going to be. Maybe it will.
Who do you think? But, I think.
But I think Mercedes returns after this match with a little stare down against Tekla as a, I'm coming for your title. And then maybe she shows up, does do the wild card, and wins the whole tournament.
Well, the way to get to Wembley automatically is through the Owen. But, Paul, I kind of like what you said there, because we got Forbidden Door in June, a rumored new pay-per-view that's rumored to be coming in July called Redemption that's supposedly going to be taking place in Montreal. So if that's the case, we have 2 other pay-per-views after Double or Nothing before All In. I kind of like what you're putting down there, Paul. Like, Mercedes could take it off Tekla somewhere else and have somebody else win the Owen, and then Mercedes versus Owen champion at Wembley. Kind of like that.
Yeah. You could get Athena versus Mercedes at Wembley.
A lot of history there.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times they faced off in WWE. They did have a feud, right? Ember Moon, but
we've seen them go against each other in AEW, and they brought up how many times they had previously faced, and I don't remember what it was. So
yeah, a little history there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Be something to look into.
Shep, you didn't make a pick.
Yeah. We're waiting on you, main event.
I have Tekla for 4 points. Of course, right?
I gathered that when you said the champion's advantage statement, but
put me down.
We got to hear you say it. So
it's official.
Yes.
We got it documented. It's on the record. The great, great Brown Hope says he smells what you're stepping in. Sensei. I think that's to you, Workhorse.
Yeah.
I think so. I'm just saying, Mercedes coming back saying, Tekla, you've got what I want.
That makes her a babyface.
And that's what everybody wanted anyway.
She sucked as a babyface when they first brought her in.
Yeah, she did.
Make her a tweener like Moxley. You can never tell if Moxley's a face or a heel, because he's so good at what he does.
He does both. Yeah. So you're saying Mercedes can do that? She's that good, Paul.
Paul said something good about Mercedes.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Let's.
I believe you did.
I want this documented, right? Yep. You just said things documented. Yep. You're saying Mercedes is good enough.
Could do it.
Good enough to be a tweener like Mox.
Not like Mox, but she could be a tweener.
Okay. You gave
There's
her
only
credit.
One John
you gave her
I gave her credit. I gave her credit.
Not all the credit.
Paul, you haven't been on the pod with Shep and I lately, so I haven't been able to pick your brain about this. So Tony Storm's out.
Yeah.
Mercedes hasn't been on TV. Willow's now out.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it feel like the women's division needs some juice? You know, like Mercedes needed back now more than ever? Or
it does.
There's another big name in the AEW women's division that has been absent from TV in quite some time. Could she be the wild card?
Okay, so there you go. You have Mercedes come out and say, Tekla, that title's mine. Windsor's standing in the ring. They say, here's your wild card opponent. The doctor will see you now. We get both back. We get both of them doing separate things, at least for a while. Britt doesn't need to win the Owen Hart again. Of course, I think the reason she won it last time was because of who her boyfriend was, and they wanted to do a couples thing. But I think it's time for her to return as well. She doesn't need to win the tournament. You don't need to put a title on her. You could still have Athena win the tournament. Maybe Britt says, fine, I couldn't win the Owen Hart. I'll go after the TBS.
That's what I'd like. I'd like to see her in the TBS title picture.
And then you get Mercedes and Athena at Wembley.
I could get behind that. I could get behind that. Especially.
Well, I know you could.
I know. I know.
Go ahead, Shep.
And Bebe Adam Cole and her are officially separated.
Yeah, they've been broken up for a while.
They're done.
Well, one of them moved back to Pennsylvania. I think it was Cole actually moved back to Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, I think she's
still in Florida, yeah.
I'm going to go eat buckets of candies and get cavities and go see a certain doctor.
Because I saw one of her Instagram stories was, it's always nice to visit Pittsburgh.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, because I remember hearing that news. I was like, wait, Cole went back to Pennsylvania, not her. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think that the one of the plans for Wembley that's obviously been scrapped now was Toni Storm versus Ronda Rousey. I could be crazy, but with that face-off they had at Revolution, I think that was a direction they were going to go. And then, of course, Tony's got pulled off TV for the rest of the year. Well,
so. That's because she took all the juice.
Supposedly.
So, yeah. And I think after watching the MMA fight of Ronda's, I think that she wants to have more kids. And
She's
making babies now. So as much as I would like to see that stare down come to fruition, I don't think we're going
to
see
it. It just seems weird to me though, that they did that with no payoff, but I guess you can pay it off way down the road.
You can pay it off way down the road, or it was a last minute thing and they both felt right to do it. And yeah.
Got some buzz, right?
You got some buzz. It did exactly what it was. And then, you know, it'll sit in the back of Tony's brain till it can happen.
That's probably a scary spot. Scary spot. Well, back to Tony's brain.
There's a lot of shit going on. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Between all the black coffee floods and all the snow blizzards, a lot going on in there.
Coming up next on the 24-hour marathon here on the Main Event Wrestling Network, we got the video game roundtable. So before we predict the main event here for tomorrow's Double or Nothing pay-per-view, Paul, I know you like to game. I like to game myself a little bit. Not as much as I used to, but I still play a little bit. I was on the sticks earlier today playing some NCAA football. EA Sports college football. Ship, how big a gamer were you back in the day?
Back in the day, I played a lot of video games. I played a lot of RPG games. There was a game, I don't know if Paul remembers this game. It was called Ultimate Online. It was a medieval game where you built characters and you lived your character. I played that a lot. And then, you know, I was always a sports guy. I always had a PlayStation. I was big in the Tiger Woods golf games. I loved Madden, Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah. How can you not like those games?
But the last PlayStation I think I owned was a PlayStation 3. And I never got to, you know, when the 5s came out, you know, obviously, hey, let the hype go down. And then I moved to this location that I'm at now. And I just told myself not to buy one, because if I do buy it, I have so many freaking hobbies, right? I do a million freaking things. I'm an idiot. So to have to go spend that kind of money. Yeah. I'm an idiot. To go spend that kind of money and do that, I'm like, then I want to use it. And I don't have freaking time.
Yeah. Well, where I was going with this real quick before we do that. No, it's all good. It's all good, man.
Rabbit hole.
We're learning stuff about Shep we didn't know.
Yeah.
Where I was going with this before we predict our next match and our final match for the card. Did you guys play any wrestling games? And if so, which was your favorite to play?
Oh, yeah.
What was the game? And it was a PlayStation 2 or 3 game. You know, obviously, it was WWE based, but where you could book Raw and SmackDown and your pay-per-views. And it was on the calendar. It was a calendar year, and you literally booked your – and you could – You know, I remember having Ric Flair.
I feel like you could do that a lot of them.
Well, that was probably the last one I played.
Yeah.
I remember Ric Flair was my Intercontinental Champion. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. But,
I mean, I still do play. I have a 2K26 on my Xbox. And of course, as an AEW guy, I got the AEW game, was very disappointed. It had a few fun spots, but for the long time of production, that game sucked. Yes. But my favorite one of all time, and I don't see this ever changing, SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. I played the crap out of that game on the PS2.
It was a pretty good one. A pretty good one. Man, I can recall playing No Mercy.
On the N64.
Yeah. That was always a good one. Any of the, I'd say the earlier.
On PS2, yeah.
The earlier ones were always good. I do enjoy the what's now called Universe mode ship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna Google this, but I think it was Raw versus SmackDown was the game I was playing.
Yeah.
It probably was. I think that was the first time they really did that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the cover of it now. It was Raw versus SmackDown.
Okay.
Yeah. Main event time.
Darby Allin, MJF, title versus hair for the AEW World Championship this Sunday. I'm excited for this.
Really excited for this. When this stipulation first came out, everybody shit on it, including all your Pro Wrestling Nation on XM. I mean, that's what I listen to in the truck. Everybody shit on this, but Tony Khan and his team did a great job taking that negativity and building with it for the next, we've known it for 2 or 3 weeks. They have built and ran with it. And they have done a hell of a job, and it makes me want to watch this match.
Yeah. I am, I don't know. I always hate going first on these, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. It's MJF for 6 points.
This is why you do what you do.
I don't think he's going bald.
I'm intrigued by this one. Because Shipp threw out a name in his picks the other night on Between Two Beards with JPJ and Pluggo, and I think he was bluffing. So I'm really intrigued by this.
I have 1 point left. Tanner has 2 points left.
Yeah.
If I go with what I said on Two Beards, it would come down to this match.
Yes, I would.
But I was bluffing. I have MJF for 1 point.
Yeah, I knew you were. I knew you were. You coward.
You caught
it. It's not going to come down to this because the title's coming to me after Mina beats Athena.
I mean, that's Paul, you're either going to go up here or you're going to be below the subway, my brother. And we don't even have a subway in Rochester.
Got two of the restaurants, but they suck. Yeah.
Yeah. Only one.
Oh, it's right. We're down to one now.
Yeah. The other one closed down.
The original location is no more.
Well, that should have been closed down years ago. So I got Maxwell Jacob Friedman for 2 points. But this reign by Darby Allin has been so fun. It's been so good. Fighting champion to a unlike anything we've seen in a long time. And I wasn't sure when they pulled the trigger on him at first how it was going to go. I'm like, this is probably going to be a short reign. And I think it will be because I think he loses tomorrow. But, man, it's elevated Darby up to where, like, next time when he's around going for the world title, count me in, baby.
Maybe we'll actually take him seriously then.
Spicy Italian, Tino.
Meatball sub for me, Tino.
Subway melt.
What's the finish? Is it a roll-up finish?
Oh, headlock takedown.
Subway is ass. Yes, headlock takedown. I mean,
it's going to be something simple.
Darby just wears himself out.
Well, they have already planted that seed because remember when he collapsed against Sammy. So, the title run, I know we got to wind this down here. The title run that Darby has had is picture perfect for Darby. It has elevated Darby. And it shows that he's a fighting champion. I think that's the way you have to book Darby. And you don't have to book MJF that way. Completely different. So
right.
This 5-6 weeks have been great. I've enjoyed it. It has proved that he can be a main event top tier talent. And he's got a hell of a story behind it. If you listen to his interview on Busted Open the other day, awesome interview. And it makes you want to root for Darby, actually.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
it does. Really good. In the world of professional wrestling, we found out you got to throw your heart out the window, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think it's time to put the belt back on MJF.
Yeah, and I think whether it's MJF going into Wembley or a lot of people still think somehow it'll be Kenny Omega, either of those guys against Will Ospreay is your all-in main event.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Or you can be lazy and make it a three-way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'd be a hell of a match, but I'd rather just see a one-on-one match.
Oh, yeah. On your biggest show of the year, you have to. You have to.
And don't forget, Darby also taught us a very important lesson. Careful who you're on the phone with when you're in an Uber. You may get thrown out on the side of the road.
That had to be a work.
I think that was a work.
I know, but still, it was
freaking hilarious.
Yeah, and when they posted it, just think of all the clickbait. You're like, holy shit, he got thrown out of an Uber because he's doing an interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the way the camera was positioned to catch that,
that's where I think it was. That's what gave it away for me. Yeah. But any final thoughts, fellas, on tomorrow's Double or Nothing pay-per-view?
I'm excited for this card. I love it's on the holiday weekend. There's so much stuff going on tomorrow. You're running through it. You got Indianapolis 500. Please don't get rained out.
Please don't.
Coca-Cola 600. And then you got Double or Nothing. It's just going to be a great day. I do have to say, if you listen to the KOP podcast, I usually talk a little NASCAR with our friend Steffi. RIP to Kyle Busch.
Yeah, awful.
Absolutely.
That's crazy, absolutely, man. So if you do listen to us, we do talk a little BS wrestling or BS racing every once. That sucks. But I hope everybody has a great holiday weekend. Thank you to the Main Event Wrestling Network for putting on this 24-hour stream. Awesome. It's been great. I had it on work all day today. It was very entertaining.
So you didn't sell many cars a day.
No, we did. I mean,
you didn't, but the boys did.
Yeah,
the boys did. And Shep said, "Good job."
I was supervising.
There you go.
I was supervising. Yeah. It's been fun to watch. Awesome to be a part of. If you're new to us, click all of our socials. Tanner will go over all that nonsense, mumbo jumbo. I suck at it. So, but also. join the Main Event Wrestling Network. Let's get to 400 because that dude
Paperclip Mike coming up next. He's gonna shave his head.
That's awesome. Gonna go live. They're talking. They were giving him a hard time because he said, "I'm not gonna do that live. I'm not set up to do that." And they're like, "Go live at your barber." So let's push him. Go live at your barber.
Real quick rundown. Let's see if I can do this quick enough. Picks. I had to Kesha for 7, Copen Cage for 3, Team Jericho for 1, Tekla for 4, Ospreay for 9, Swerve Strickland for 6, Athena for 5, Moxie for 8, MJF for 2, Paul had Okada for 4, Cage and Cope for 8, Team Jericho for 1, Tekla for 7, Ospreay for 9, Swerve for 5, Mia Shirakawa for 2, John Moxie for 3, and MJF for 6, and Shep had Kesha for 8, Cage and Cope for 3, Team Jericho for 6, Tekla for 4, Ospreay for 9, Swerve for 5, Athena for 7, Moxie for 2, and MJF for 1.
And with that, be sure to follow the Main Event Wrestling Network and be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Head over to kickingoutshop.com. It's a great place to get some merchandise if you want to check out some KOP merchandise. Be sure to follow us on all social media. You can follow your KOP predictions champion at Tanner Lee 92. You can follow Austin Shepherd at the Shep 27. You can follow myself at Paul Zartman 87. And with that, boys, we've got Paperclip Mike coming up next in with the video game round table. So be sure to continue to watch that and join the Kicking Out podcast next time as we kick out yet another podcast.